WP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's president is preparing to visit Washington this week in what would be his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion.
Three AP sources confirmed Vladimir Zelensky's highly sensitive trip, which they say could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit said to include an address to Congress Wednesday and a meeting with President Biden. Zelensky said in his nightly address, it's a key week for Ukraine to secure what it needs for the long winter fight. His visit comes as Congress is set to vote on a spending bill that includes about $45 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine, the biggest American infusion yet. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
That spending package Congress is working on could lead millions enrolled in Medicaid to lose their insurance plans. It would sunset a requirement of the COVID-19 public health emergency that prohibited states from booting people off the program. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions, but also asking for a delay until at least after Christmas. Migrants have been denied rights to seek asylum 2.5 million times since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake rocked a rural stretch of the Northern California coast today near the community of Ferndale. It cut power to 70,000 people and damaged roads and homes. And a big chunk of the U.S. is about to get hit with more winter weather. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orbeck.
Heavy snow is likely beginning on Thursday into Friday from Illinois northward into Wisconsin. And then very heavy snows are out across the Great Lakes. And as we get on towards the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, very active lake effect snows downwind of all the Great Lakes. So it's going to be very snowy anywhere from the Midwest to the Great Lakes over the next several days.
This is AP News. A judge in California has rejected a new murder trial for Scott Peterson. Ed Donahue has the story.
Peterson was convicted of dumping the bodies of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child into San Francisco Bay 20 years ago. Peterson claims his trial was tainted by a rogue juror who lied about her own history of abuse to get on the jury. A judge ruled there was no evidence of misconduct by the juror during jury selection. Peterson can appeal the ruling. It was undisputed the juror failed to disclose as she was being selected for Peterson's jury in 2004 that she had sought a restraining order while she was pregnant 4 years earlier and said then she really feared for her unborn child because of threats from her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. I'm Ed Donahue.
And NASA's InSight lander has fallen silent after 4 years of operation on Mars. Its power levels have been dwindling with dust coating its solar panels. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.